South African aid organization, the Gift of the Givers Foundation, was urgently called in to assist after the taps ran dry for ends on end in the Eastern Cape of Cape Town of Makanda. Now, the Eastern Cape Town of Makanda is formerly known as Grahamstown, these days known by its proper name as Makanda. After a series of small failures, throughout January, the James Klein House water treatment pump station in Makanda failed after its power station was flooded when a gasket blew. Now, we are speaking to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who's on the ground with his people. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Imtiaz, this is not the first time that you had assisted residents in that part of the world, in Makanda, after they were left to deal with an untenable position. I mean, when were you made aware of this current dire situation in the area, Dr. Imtiaz?
On Sunday. We've got teams on the ground in Makanda. They actually stayed there. And since almost 2019, late 2019, beginning of 2020, they've been delivering water every day to various parts of the city since that period of time. And we get the odd call now and then to say, you know what, there's a bit of crisis here, there's a crisis there. So over the 2 years, there has been different types of crisis, but never one so big. This is as big as the one that we first intervened in February 2019. And my staff didn't know what happened. They started getting flooded with calls from all over the city. And they realized there was a major problem, that the water had just totally stopped. And it apparently started 4 or 5 days previously to that. There was a trickle of water, it stopped, it came, it stopped, it came. So they were not flooded with calls, because this thing happens quite often in Canada. But on Sunday, suddenly when there was a large volume of calls, we then checked with many, many quarters and realized, yes. And then, of course, the municipality themselves called us. When the municipality called us, and the mayor and the head of infrastructure, then we realized we've got a major problem in the city.
You know, you speak of the taps running dry, Dr. Imtiaz. I mean, does this also mean no more bottled water to be found in the shops in the town?
No, it was on Sunday. You'll remember with lockdown, people are not buying much stock like before. There's less economic activity. The students are not there right now. Grahamstown or Makanda is a student town. It's a university town. It's dependent largely on people coming from the outside. There's a lot of private schools there, and there's a lot of students that come there. When they're not there, and it's only the community, people don't keep much stocks of water, you know, or anything else. They just buy what's appropriate, because with economic times, you just can't buy like what you bought before. And so there was less water in the shops, you know, and people just couldn't get water. And even if there is water, a lot of people can't afford to pay that amount of money for water anymore. A lot of them have lost their jobs. A lot of bed and breakfasts are not functional. Makanda has been badly hit, because it's being a university and a tourist town. It's been badly hit. So even if they have the water in the shop, there's not many people who can afford it.
The situation of bringing in tanked water through tankers, I mean, of course, it cannot be a forever type of situation. When are they planning to sort out the current, situation that they have in Makanda and have it back to normalcy?
Well, it's difficult to say, because, look, the fact that we're providing water in the tankers since 2009 tells you the problem is not solved. You shouldn't be providing water tanker in a city that's a university town. And, you know, but for some reason, they haven't been able to solve the problem, whether it's a financial issue. Of course, the money was taken back. And, you know, we've been told that most of the municipalities have lost their money. And then, of course, taken back by the treasury. And then also, a lot of municipalities, what we are told, pay the ESCOM account, because with money that is given for other projects. So we're not sure if the water money was used to pay ESCOM account, Makanda specifically, but in some of the other municipalities. So that has been a problem. The infrastructure has been aging. Also, the dams have been affected because of the drought. And then in the last few days, we've come to realize we don't think they have the technical expertise anymore, that a lot of key people that used to help or be part of the municipality are not there anymore. And my staff were there, you know, on the site, my bore people, my drilling people. They said if only we had a chance to see the pump before it was taken away to Johannesburg, maybe we could have fixed something and had the pump running again without it having to be sent away. And whilst looking at that, we then looked, that's the east side. It's called James Kleinans. And on the west side, we've got the Wynack. And we looked at it. It looks like, my estimation is not enough water is being pumped out of Wynack. But of course, Wynyard is dependent on water coming from James Cleanands. So they pump out too much water from Wynyard. That side will also suffer. So there's a reduced pumping taking place, and that's also affecting the town. We drilled 7 boreholes in Wynyard in 2019. And they said if we can support this side of the reservoir, and the reason why we did it, it's got its own cleaning plant. So you don't have to put a filtration system. You just pump your water from the bowl directly to the filtration system. It cleans your bowl water, and you send it to the rest of the town. And today we're investigating the possibility of opening up our 7 boreholes, putting better quality pumps, connecting it to the reservoir, and we just estimated now about 2 hours ago, maybe we can add 700,000 liters a day into that system, which will make a massive contribution to the town.
You know, Dr. Imtiaz, have you engaged with the residents of the town? Are people within the town willing to either contribute or to suggest ideas? For after all, I mean, the town is made up of intellectuals. It is a university town. There are property holders, farm owners in that area. Do you see a sense of enthusiasm from the residents of Makanda to put shoulder to the wheel?
They've always tried to do something, but they've been very badly hit economically. The university has lost quite a few students, you know, for the last year and the year before. And this year is going to be a disaster because the students are supposed to be coming back next week. And if the water problem is not solved, they're going to lose more income. The town is dependent on bed and breakfast and students staying there. And if that doesn't happen, everything downstream is affected. A lot of takeaways and shops have already closed in the area because of the lots of jobs have been lost. And everything has a knock-on effect. So, and a lot of people who live there only there to, most often work, live there because they're working in the university or in a private school. And a lot of people, once they finish, they retire and they leave. So it's a lot of students are bed and breakfast, ordinary workers. So those who have the means, I don't know how many of them have the means and how strong they are now, given the substance. In terms of farms, the farms have been totally destroyed. It's been a huge crisis for the farms. The amount of animals that have died, the amount of people that have suffered. I mean, let's take a place called Ellisdale. It's only 40 kilometers outside Makanda. There's no water there at all. The means of income for Ellisdale was a golf course. Mm. People used to come for tourism, play golf, stay in the bed and breakfast, have caddies, spend money in the town. It helps the economy of the town and tourism. No water, golf course is run dry, can't function properly, no golfers come anymore, bed and breakfast closed, no jobs created, the small shops can't function anymore, everything shuts down, the clinic can't run, there's no water. Just simply because there's no water, an entire town's economy collapses.
Finally, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, how can people, our listeners, get more information about the work the Gift of the Givers Foundation is doing, especially for providing water in Makanda and other places?
It's simple. Just visit our website, www.giftofthegivers.org, or visit our Facebook pages. There's lots of stuff there. Every day we're posting enough posts for people to see what they're doing. And if people want to take part, they're most welcome to contribute, you know, to help us to put more pumps in, to get more water flowing, and to help people. There's huge desperation. In all my years of providing water in a tanker, we've never seen this happen before, where whilst we're putting water into the tanker, the people on site don't wait for the tanker to get full. They start opening the taps. So as you put water on the top, it's coming out at the bottom, and you can't fill the tanker to take it to another area because people are so desperate. So we change the system. From tomorrow, we'll be filling water at Wynyard, because right now we're filling at our super borehole called Nsika. But tomorrow, we open up the boreholes at Wynyard, because people can't come there, and fill the trucks there. But in Nsika, we're going to put more taps so people can get water directly.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, shukran jazakallahu khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International, and may Allah Ta'ala reward you for the good work. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.